Today is Friday, June 4th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I had a pretty unproductive day today. You know, I said I wasn't going to talk about work, but the one thing about, or I'm trying not to talk as much about work, because first of all, you know, if coworkers listen, then, you know, this is like my personal journal. This is like I write in a journal, but instead of writing in a journal, I have this podcast. So, but I don't know, I need to stop doing that about work so that in case coworkers are Googling me. But I just want to say this. So I was feeling bad today because one of the engineering managers, so I'm a product manager and we're supposed to talk to customers, figure out what everyone needs from the software that we're building. And we're supposed to create the strategy and, you know, but we have no real power. Like I can't direct anyone to do anything. It's all through influence. You know, you're supposed to influence the direction of your product. You have to convince management to spend the money. You have to convince engineers to do what they need to do. You have to get everyone on your side. And an engineering manager messaged me today and said, oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that I talked to a customer and I told them that we had decided that a particular feature was not going to be implemented. Now, we had already had this discussion, but I told him, hey, I would like to look at your, you know, the results of your research that you did. And I want to, I want to circle back and whatever. And he just went and told this customer, oh, we've decided not to do this thing. And you should go use this other product if you need that feature, because we're not going to do it. And I was so irritated. It was a Friday and Mark was doing some volunteering crap and I was sitting here trying to get motivated to work and I could not get motivated to work. I was just sitting here. I finally put on, I did a little bit of stuff, but it's not like I sat here and didn't work at all, but there were a lot of things that I needed to accomplish that I did not accomplish today. And so now I may have to do them over the weekend or work extra hours next week, or I don't know, because I have things I have to get done. But I was just sitting here so bummed out because I'm like, man, why is engineering going directly to customers telling them that we're not going to implement something when I didn't even have a chance to, I don't know. It just irritated me. And that's the thing I don't like about this role is you're basically evaluated on how well you do with your product and how much customers like your product and how you increase adoption and all these things, but you don't have any real power to dictate, you know, anything. You have to influence. You have to lead by influence. Oh, it's a piece of crap. So that's how I'm feeling right now. Thank you very much. Anyway, sorry I'm talking about work again, but there we go. So it's really been a really boring week around here. Like I told you, we've been watching MasterChef Australia for the past few nights, and apparently MasterChef US came back on maybe Wednesday. So we're going to have that to watch. I did want to read a couple of tweets. One of them is Fatty and Kathy Bacon were having a conversation about how Million Little Things on TV is really good, but Kathy Bacon said the only way Fatty was going to convince me to watch it is if he tells me not to watch it, because I never take people's advice because I don't want to be told what to do. I'm paraphrasing. She didn't say those words exactly, but I'm paraphrasing. So then Fatty says, yes, A Million Little Things is not worth the time I've taken to type this. Absolutely do not watch it. Well, I told them already. I already tweeted them back. But we watch Million Little Things. We already watch it. So, yeah, it's good, but we're caught up. Like, we watch a lot of TV. What can I say? That's why I need a side hustle. I need, you know, I need to be making money instead of, you know, watching TV all the time. If I could figure out how to make money watching TV, that'd be great. But anyway, so we do watch Million Little Things. We did get an email. It's just a really short little email, but I wanted to acknowledge it. Rory emailed me and said, "Hey, Adam, I just found your podcast, so I'm binge listening to all of this week's episodes. I came out yesterday, and I feel so much happier." Well, congratulate. Lots of love. Sorry, he said lots of love. Rory. Well, congratulations, Rory. That's great. So, you know, you're a new listener, and thank you, by the way, for emailing like immediately when you start listening, and gosh, you know, that's great. Oh, you know, I'll reiterate, this is a personal journal podcast, so I just talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. So, you know, it's not always going to be the most exciting thing in the world, but I try to be honest. I try to, you know, tell the truth about my life and what's going on. And so I am out, but I am not 100% out at work because it just, and I don't know how many, which episodes you've listened to and all that, but I've explained it before. Basically, I used to live in Dallas away from all my old friends and family that I grew up with in Arkansas. And when I was in Dallas, I was in the gay choir, the gay chorus, the gay men's chorus. I was out at work. I was out everywhere, like everywhere. I went everywhere with my partner at the time, my boyfriend. And then when I moved back to Arkansas, I don't know, there are just so many conservative people here, and I just didn't feel comfortable. And you would think Dallas would be just as conservative, and maybe it is, but for whatever reason, I was just completely out in Dallas. And I came back to Arkansas, and I just didn't feel comfortable telling my manager or, you know, certain people. I told a few people at work, but then as I've moved around to different teams, it just never came up. And when we would be talking about our weekend, I would just be like, do I need to mention I've got a boyfriend or I've got a partner or whatever? And so I just never. And so now I'm just, you know, going through this process of slowly telling a few people here or there and not even saying, "Hey, by the way, I'm coming out to you. I'm gay." But just be like, "Hey, I do a gay podcast," or, "Hey, I have a partner and he's a guy and we're traveling together," and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, congratulations on coming out. It is so much better to live your truth. So yeah, there's my inspirational speech. So other than that, exciting news. So Pride 48 sends a tweet anytime there's a new podcast released for any of our member shows. So anybody who signs up to be listed on pride48.com, when they release new episodes, we will tweet it out. We'll say, "Hey, you know, the Pride 48 account on Twitter." And that's, we used an external service for that. So, and it's not that expensive. They didn't charge. It's called IFTTT, if this, then that. And it's basically an automation software. It's a website, but you can, they have all of these various integrations. And one of them is Twitter. So you can say, when an RSS feed updates, send a tweet, and you can connect it to your Twitter account. And so we did that years ago. And it's completely separate from the website. So it was something we had to do separately. And I've been developing a bot, we'll call it, that downloads the new episode of any of our member shows anytime they post it. And that's been running for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months now. And my goal is eventually we will have on the website, we'll have a little player on each show page that will always have the most recent episode, so that if people want to download or want to listen to those shows, they can, you know, go to the show page and listen there. Just another way for people to find your show. But we also play on the stream recent episodes of all of the shows. So we're already doing that, you know, and it's automated. I don't have to do anything. I wrote code to do it. But I decided I was going to add functionality to that and make it better So what I added recently was the ability for it, my bot that I created, to post a tweet. So I just flipped the switch on, I think it was Wednesday, and now the Twitter or the bot that I created is now tweeting anytime there is a new episode of any of the Pride 48 shows, any of the shows that are listed on the website. And I'm going to be able to cancel because we had to start paying for IFTTT. So I'm going to be able to cancel that and save a little bit of money. It's not a lot, but save a little bit of money. And I'm going to add other features to this as well. Like we may post to Discord every time there's a new episode and, you know, other things. So I'm excited about it and I have nothing to talk about. And this podcast is called Geeky Gay. So there you go. I'm going to talk about some geeky stuff. So I created a bot and it's doing a thing. The only other thing that I've been doing while I wasn't working today is now I'm watching YouTube videos on whether I should do affiliate marketing to be my side hustle or I should do what's it called? Retail arbitrage, where you go out and find stuff that's on clearance and then you resell it online. I don't know. I'm going to figure out a way to bring in a second source of income. I'm going to do it. And then maybe when millions start coming in, I'm just going to be able to quit everything and travel all the time and be a podcaster. Who knows? All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.